Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in Chapter 1. The essence of life, reality, is now. In 1964, I read a poem that moved me greatly. It was written by the late Rabbi Elio Eliezer Dessler in Hebrew and was published in the third volume of his classic works, Michtov Melio. Here is an English translation. The past is only memories. The future is but illusory hopes. Focus on the present, for that is where your life really is, and it consists only of tests. I memorized the poem and have repeated it frequently over the years. It's profound. The short poem sums up one of the most important lessons we all need to live our lives into the fullest. I first read the poem 45 years ago. I recently reflected on how understanding this poem could have saved so many people from much distress and suffering. Much distress comes from needlessly thinking about past comments that people thoughtlessly made. Much distress comes from being obsessed about past mistakes and errors instead of learning from them and internalizing the wisdom that's been gained. Much distress comes from worrying about potential suffering that doesn't happen. Or, if the worrisome event actually takes place, it's much easier to handle than expected. Or the trouble causes many beneficial effects. If we could see the entire big picture instead of worrying about it, we would have smiled and appreciated what the Almighty sent our way. Past experiences have shaped our lives, and who we are. What we have already thought, said, and done in the past has created who we are now. Our past has a tremendous impact on our lives. But since everything that has happened in the past has already happened, we can only make positive choices of what we plan, what we say, and what we do in the present. We can't change the past, but we can change the future. Memories are valuable. Not remembering the past is one of the greatest handicaps a person can have. But being hampered and limited by the past is also a serious handicap. The greater our ability to master focusing on what we can think, say, and do now in the present, the more we will be able to transcend limitations of the past. We need to plan for the future. We need the wisdom to realize the future results of what we say and do. It's possible to imagine how great everything will turn out. But imagination is not reality. We can't possibly know what will actually be in the future. Reality is in the here and now. We live each moment of each day now in the present. Now we think any of the thoughts that we choose to think. Now we choose to say or not to say something. Now we decide what we will do or not do at any given moment. What is the essence of each moment of life? Is divinely orchestrated tests and challenges. Rabbi Dessler's poem is based on the first chapter of the classic Musar book, Mesilat Yesharim, Path of the Just. There we read that everything is a test to help us elevate ourselves. Wealth is a test, poverty is a test. When all is going well and we experience tranquility, that's a test. And when we are faced with difficult life challenges, they are a test as well. When you are well prepared for a test and know that you are skilled, that you know that you're able to do great work, you actually enjoy the tests that you take. They don't make you anxious or nervous. You feel an inner pleasure in knowing that you're passing the test. Sometimes you know that a test is going to be difficult, but if the potential benefits of doing well in the test are magnificent, you mentally and physically prepare in every way you can to excel on the test. You devote all your time and energy to build up your skills and talents. You celebrate each bit of progress and improvement. Preparing to master the challenges we face gives our life purpose and meaning. Actually doing well is a source of great joy. Those who realize that life is for growing and developing from each and every challenge, each day of our lives, live a life of joy.